Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's an issue you'd like us to discuss or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call right now. The number is 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thank you, Bob. And as we say so often on this broadcast, the good news is simply this, that Jesus Christ is alive.
That
he died to take away our sins. He was buried. And on the third day, he was raised from the dead. And so in that resurrection, we see that God has power over death. That's the greatest need that we have. That's what we long for. Is there a way that we can beat death? Well, no, we can't, but Jesus did. And
yes,
if we have faith in him, then we too have the hope of resurrection. That's the good news of the gospel. But since Jesus Christ is alive, when we come to him by faith, he comes to live inside of us. And yesterday, I mentioned the fact that I don't think there's a better place to see the reality of that than within marriage. If you are married to a believer, you're going to see the reality of Christ alive living in each of you.
Yes,
to bring that marriage together so that you can experience life as one. And so my challenge yesterday, and it's going to be the challenge again today, is if you're married, so I'm speaking to those who are in the audience today who are married, the challenge is for you to thank God for your mate. I think that is the most wonderful thing that you can do, is to say to the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for sending this person my way. Thank you for putting us together, for molding our hearts together in such a wonderful way that we can experience your life together. I think it's one of the most important things for a healthy marriage. If you want a healthy marriage, start thanking the Lord each and every day.
Yeah,
for your mate. Don't be like this guy, Joe, that showed up at our Bible study a number of years ago. This was probably 25, 30 years ago. And he came every week, and I started talking with him personally. And he had a problem, and his problem was his marriage. His marriage was disintegrating. It was falling apart. And based on Joe's explanation, it was his wife's fault.
Mm-hmm.
So he had just taken a page out of Adam's playbook, blame the woman.
Yeah.
just when God said to Adam, it said, it was that woman you put here with,
yeah,
me. It was her fault. And a lot of times we're quick to point the finger of blame to the other person within the marriage. Man, you got to stop doing that and say, Lord, thank you for that person. And as you start saying thank you for that person that God brought into your life, you will see problems starting to fade away. You'll be able to work through those problems and experience reconciliation. You'll be able to experience forgiveness, to pass on forgiveness and receive forgiveness. And through that, to have a marriage that's strengthened. And the great thing about marriage is this, that it serves a greater purpose than just having a family and that sort of thing. Paul describes marriage in terms of Christ's relationship with the church. As I said yesterday, he wrote this is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. Your marriage is a reflection of Christ's relationship with the church at large. What an incredible purpose and privilege we have in marriage to reflect the very relationship Jesus has with the church to the world through our marriages one to another.
Yes,
so
indeed.
If you're married out there, thank the Lord for your mate.
If you would like to pose a question about marriage or perhaps give a public thank you for the spouse that you have, your husband or your wife, well, we'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Again, that toll-free number, 844-322-2742. Calls beginning to come in, but still room for you if you call quickly, and we hope you will. 844-322-2742.
Well, Bob, let's start in North Brunswick, New Jersey, with Mia listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Mia. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Well, hi. I have a question about salvation. I'm really confused. I've heard some pastors say it's something that you can never lose, and then I hear people say that you can lose it. Could you help me with that and give me some scripture verses to back it up?
Okay, Mia, I will point you to Ephesians chapter 2 and the first 10 verses. And Paul really describes salvation there in a very vivid and clear way. And so he starts with the problem. He says this, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins." So what was our problem before knowing Christ? Well, it was the fact that we were dead spiritually. As he said, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath." That's the problem. Well, here's the solution statement. "But because of his great love for us, God..." So God had a great love for us. "And because of this great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus." So according to this passage, salvation is going from death to life. So by grace, Jesus makes, or God makes us alive together with Christ, we who were once dead in transgressions and sins. So for us to lose salvation, we would have to, God would have to reverse that entire process. He would have to take away our eternal life and leave us dead in transgressions and sins again. Well, there's a reason that won't happen, and that reason is the cross of Christ, where he who knew no sin became sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Jesus Christ took care of the sin issue, not just part of the sin issue, but he took care of the sin issue in whole. He judged it, he condemned it, he took the punishment for it, all of it, leaving no punishment for us. So when Christ makes us alive together with him, that is an eternal transaction. Once we are alive, we will always be alive in Christ because he will never die.
Okay. But the question is, suppose a person backslides or go back into before they became a Christian, you know, go back into that lifestyle. Does that still apply to them?
If they've been made alive in Christ, God is not going to reverse that process. God isn't going to make somebody alive in Christ and then at a later point in time say, "Hey, I've had enough of you. I'm going to withdraw that life." Okay? He's not going to do that because of the finished work of Jesus.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
I understand.
Okay, does that
make... Yes, I understand. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so Mia, I think here's where the confusion lies, is so many people just think of salvation in terms of receiving like a golden ticket that will grant you entry into heaven when you die, that there's nothing that's really happened to us here and now. We've just gotten this golden ticket. It's been stamped. And if we can hold on to it, then we can have entry into heaven. But a lot of folks think, well, you know, as we go through life, we might find other things more important and misplace that golden ticket. We've lost it. And so now there's no hope for us. But that's not what salvation is. It's not getting a golden ticket. It's getting the very life of Christ. Christ comes to live inside of you. He will never die. He has an indestructible life. And because he lives, you will always live. That's good news, isn't it?
Oh, that's wonderful. Amen. Oh, thank you so much.
Well, I'm glad that helped me in. Thank you so much for calling. Boy, when you get straight on what salvation is, it just puts everything else in its proper place.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, and that's what I needed, more understanding on that. And I was discussing it with a friend today, and we both are confused. Now I can call her.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do, Mia. We have a wonderful little CD product called Drive the Stake, and it's a thorough explanation of just what salvation is, what the gospel is, and how we can be sure that we are saved. Let me send that to you, okay? And that could be something that you can listen to.
I would love it.
That can be something that you listen to and then you can pass on to your friends, okay?
Praise the Lord. I thank you so much for that.
You are so welcome. You hang on the line and our Michelle will pick up with you and get all your information. So you hang on, Mia. Thanks for your call.
And God bless your ministry.
Well, thank you so much.
For any of our listeners, Bob, who'd like to get a copy of the CD, Drive the Stake, it's available in the audio CD section of our website, and you'll find that when you visit store.basicgospel.net.
Well, I want to say something, too, to our listeners as well. Mia is not the only one confused about salvation.
I'll say.
There's a lot of confusion that exists out there in Christendom. Many people go to church, and they're hearing mixed messages and numerous messages, and very seldom do they hear the real story about the good news, that we were dead in sin, and now we're alive in Christ. And Christ comes to live inside of us, and because he lives, we live. Very few people hear that in a complete explanation. And so when we ask you to give to support Basic Gospel, we're asking you to give to cut through that confusion so that folks can understand what salvation really is and to gain that assurance of salvation so that every other area of life will be affected in a very positive way.
Right.
So we thank you for your gifts. For those who may have benefited from the ministry but have yet to join the Basic Gospel team, we encourage you to do so. We need your support.
Yes,
there's
indeed
thousands of others like Mia that need your support. And I guarantee you, once they gain that assurance of salvation, their hearts will start saying thank you because you gave to help make that conversation possible.
Absolutely. And for a gift of any amount this month, you're also going to receive a copy of the New Covenant Journey. Of course, it's the study guide that we're working through each Friday on Basic Gospel. We hope you have your copy. If not, here's a good way to help the ministry and get your copy at the same time. Just click donate on any page at basicgospel.net or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. That's a very similar number to the call-in number, 844-412-2742. Again, for a donation of any amount, you'll get a copy of the New Covenant Journey, and we hope you'll take advantage of that opportunity.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to Alicia listening to us in Hewitt, Texas on The Word. Hi, Alicia.
Hi. I had a question about, well, I have four children, 2, 4, 6, and almost 8. I've been a born-again Christian for 4, going on 5 years now. And when I became a Christian, it was a radical change. I had no doubt when the Holy Spirit came into my life. I had gone from a very sinful life to a very different life, loving Christ, and it changed my life.
From death to life.
Right. Now, in church, I go to a Southern Baptist church, and we're taught, children are innocent, and that we need to, of course, bring our children up in the Lord, and they need to accept Christ when they, are ready. And my son accepted Christ. He's 7 years old and he accepted Christ at 7, but I have a hard time with the age of accountability. Because I accepted Christ. I wasn't taught as a child, and I accepted at 24 years old or 23, 24 years old. And so he won't have that radical change in his life. He won't know a life without Christ. So I have a really hard time.
Well, Alicia, you don't know what his life is going to look like moving forward. I think most kids who accept Christ, they have some type of crisis later on in life that really challenges them on their faith. Do they really believe what they say they believe? And sometimes that's a very traumatic experience, and it's much like what you've experienced. Others who receive Christ at an early age just grow in the Lord and experience that faithfulness of Christ in their lives, and that's a wonderful thing as well. But as far as the age of accountability, Alicia, you know, we're always looking for an age. Is it 5? Is it 6? Is it 10? Is it 4? You know, the Bible doesn't say. The Bible doesn't give an age for that. What we do know is this, and it's exactly what I read to Mia out of Ephesians chapter 2. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. We all come into the world in that condition. Now, as children, they look so innocent and wonderful and beautiful and cute, and you just think, you know, how could that be for them? But then, you know, when they're 2 years old and you ask, did you do that? And they shake their head no, just lying like, you know, nobody's business. Well, where'd they learn that? Well, that's just part of the fallen nature of man. And then they get into school and little Johnny pushes your son down and your son gets angry and fights. And, you know, where does all that come from? And you see spiritual death start to manifest itself. And I think as a parent, as you are watching those children, you will know when they can really fully understand what the gospel is. But I would encourage you, Alicia, as a parent, to talk to them about Jesus right now, as you have been doing, and continue to talk to them about Jesus. There's going to be a time when it all just clicks for them and they'll want to say, I want Jesus in my heart. I remember talking to our oldest, Caitlin, and she came up to me one day and said, Dad, how do you get to heaven? I thought, oh my gosh, here it is. She is ready to receive Christ. And I was just exploding with excitement. And I told her the plan of salvation, how Jesus died and was buried and raised to life. And you can trust him, Caitlin, and you can be made alive too. And after I went through all that explanation, and boy, I was good. I was so good, I wanted to take notes on me. I mean, that's just how good it was, Alicia. And she said, Daddy, that I was wondering, do you take a bus or do you ride a train, and just totally blew me away. But you know, some years later, not too many years later, she was ready and ready to respond to the gospel of Christ. So I think you as a parent are going to know those kids better than anybody else. You start talking to them about Jesus right now and what he accomplished, all the wonderful stories about Jesus, and you'll know when they're ready.
Right. And another, I guess another question I have, I'm struggling lately with the way, obviously the way the world's going. I kind of have a view of it's not, I feel that we're not going to be here very much longer. as you know, I feel that the Lord's close, coming to bring us home soon. And I'm anxious all the time with, I'm hoping my babies are going to be there with me. And so I'm.
Well, Alicia, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Why do you think God saved you? And there's a lot of answers to that, but one, he wanted to save you. He wanted you to experience his life and to be with him forever. Well, he also knows that you have kids, and because he is now in your life, you're going to be able to influence those kids. And I think there's a reason that he wants you to influence those kids so that they will be with him forever as well. And so you can count on the fact, Alicia, that God loves your children more than you do. And he's going to work through you. He's going to work through their circumstances of life to reveal himself in such a way. And I just hope and pray that you'll have the wonderful blessing of actually seeing them come to know the Lord, as you have already seen with your oldest. Well, Alicia, we certainly appreciate your call. Let's go to O'Fallon, Missouri, and talk with Brad. Just got a couple of minutes, Brad.
Well, I just wanted to give testimony to marriage. I wanted to also thank Basic Gospel Ministry for their help along the way for many, many years. And it is coming to pass through the wisdom of God. I know some months ago I had a tearful confession right here on Basic Gospel, and with 44 to 45 years of marriage, I'm still struggling with some things along with my wife. But God gave me some wisdom a while back, and I just started pinning notes on Post-it notes and putting them different places, strategic places, that my wife would find out. And God has just changed my whole attitude about marriage and who's really in control. Husbands can't change wives, and wives can't change husbands, but Jesus sure can. And he's definitely that threefold cord in my marriage. But I do want to give God glory through Basic Gospel. If people would just listen and hang with this ministry, God's just doing wonderful things in my life over the years, and it just doesn't get any better, and it is coming to pass even after 45 years. So,
well, that's fantastic, Brad. Thank you for jumping on today and giving that testimony. And as we said at the beginning of the program, one of the things that we can thank the Lord for, and it certainly is the will of God that we give thanks in everything. As a matter of fact, in this passage about marriage that Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 5, he prefaces it with these words: "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ." So it's this thankful heart that is to precede any relationship that we have. And then he goes right into the conversation about wives and husbands and how that is a reflection of the great mystery of Christ and the church. And so if we will learn to thank the Lord for our mates, we're going to see, I think, incredible things happen as far as our marriages are concerned.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to Kurt listening to us in Louisville, Kentucky. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
Doing fine.
I just got your book yesterday. You sent to me and started reading, and I can't wait to get home to start reading it again.
Well, excellent. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you for that. I just wanted to make a quick statement on the first caller talking about backsliding. I think the problem is not backsliding and losing your salvation. I think the question might be, if you go back in that lifestyle, did you ever even have salvation?
Well, I think you're 100% right there, Kurt. And, as you're saying that, I'm thinking of Ephesians chapter 13, 2 Corinthians chapter 13. You know, Paul has laid out this gospel message, has told the believers there at Corinth that they're saints by calling. He's challenged them on some behavior and all of those sort of things. But he really gives the great gospel story and says, this is true of you unless you fail the test. So examine yourselves to see if you are really come to Christ and that Christ is come to live inside of you. And if you failed the test, that simply means it's time to pass it. It's time to open up your heart and receive Christ. So, Kurt, I think you make an excellent point. There are so many people that, give lip service to the gospel and to the good news, but they've never truly believed in their heart. And when the world presses in, I think their real heart shows and they go the way of the world. So, thanks.
Absolutely.
Thanks for your great comment. We sure appreciate it.
Yeah. Basic Gospel is on the air every day to get the word out. It's a message that you hear, the message that God loves you and wants a special life for you, a very special life in Jesus Christ. And we say thanks to each of you who partner with us to keep the good news coming. And as I said earlier, for a gift of any amount this month, we're going to send you a copy of the new study guide, The New Covenant Journey, which we're studying through each Friday. And to claim your copy and support the ministry at the same time, just click Donate on any page at basicgospel.net. Or you can speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. That's 844-412-2742. That's Donate at basicgospel.net as well. Make your gift today and receive your copy of The New Covenant Journey. We're out of time, so for Bob and the ministry staff, Bob Davis, God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.